Bill Roggio is a terrorism expert at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, and he's with us now. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks. It's a pleasure.
And this attack has been called terrorism, I mean, by American officials and French officials. And it seems to have worked. I mean, Paris is on lockdown. There's a curfew. I mean, that is the goal of terrorism, right?
Absolutely. It has achieved in its goal, and you have a high death toll. This attack is very similar to the 2008 suicide assault in Mumbai, which was carried out by Lashkar-e-Taiba, which is an al-Qaeda-linked group that operates in Pakistan and Afghanistan and India. That also shut down the city of Mumbai for about 60 hours before they cleared out all of the attackers. There's reports that there's still attackers in Paris at large, so you can expect France to be on lockdown several days, my guess, until they are all found and until every location that could be remotely associated with the individuals involved in these attacks are hunted down.
And as we've reported, no militant group has claimed responsibility for this, but we have seen some militants, you know, celebrating this attack online. Is that the kind of thing they're saying, you know, look what we can do to a major world capital?
Yes, exactly. And right now you have a lot of supporters from the Islamic State particularly that are crowing about this, whether it was Islamic State or al-Qaeda. Really, it doesn't matter. These are two sides of the same coin. The Islamic State, if you remember, was part of al-Qaeda up until February 2014 when they were kicked out because of a leadership dispute. Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State both share the same goals, which is to establish a global caliphate and impose Sharia or Islamic law, and they just differ a little bit in their tactics, and the Islamic State is less inclusive. But, yeah, they both practice, they're fighting local insurgencies to take over, to create local emirates in the global caliphate, and then they want to attack us in the West to keep us off balance, and it's a boon for recruiting and for funding for their activities worldwide.
You compared this to the 2008 attack in Mumbai, but I wonder also how you would compare it to the attack on the Charlie Hebdo offices in January, and of course the simultaneous attacks or the subsequent attacks on a kosher market and other places. Are there similarities from that attack to this one?
It's similarities in that you used gunmen to conduct the attack. This one, we're still at the first report stage.
Right.
Apparently, there may have been, you had a couple explosions, which did not occur at Charlie Hebdo, and there may have been one or more suicide bombers. They may be been part of the explosions. So it's really Charlie Hebdo on a larger scale. You got to remember, Charlie Hebdo was two al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula operatives that attacked the office, and then one of their friends who swore allegiance to the Islamic State, they weren't coordinated attacks. It was a follow-on attack to the Charlie Hebdo attack at the market.
Right. And really quickly, I mean, is there anything that strikes you about what we know so far about today's attacks?
Well, what strikes me is that this was a massive intelligence failure across the board. No one, you know, if this was one or two individuals that hit a single target, you could understand that slipping by. But this was a coordinated attack. At least five. I've heard up to nine locations where there was attacks. So again, we're going to have to sort that out over the next couple of days. But it's difficult to coordinate an attack like that and keep that quiet. French intelligence is very good at what it does.
Thank you so much, Bill Roggio of the Defense of Democracies.